This is a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people.
Yes, indeed. Memorial Day weekend 2021. Time for a little relaxation and rockin' too. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf. For the next 3 hours, we'll be turning the clocks back 50 years to 1971 and focusing on a bunch of key albums from that year. Now you say, what's the big deal, 1971? So what? Well, this is just a short list of some of the albums that came out. The Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers, The Doors, L.A. Woman, Led Zeppelin 4, come on! It's all-timer stuff we're talking about here. And we'll start things off appropriately enough with the fifth studio album from The Who. In terms of track after track value and impact, you just can't beat Who's Next. Now, this started out as a concept album done up by Pete Townsend called Lifehouse, but it was whittled down to one LP and remains their only album to hit number one in the UK.
That's a monumental album. That was a career-defining album to me.
That guy knows a thing or two about monumental. Paul Stanley from Kiss says it's not to put aside previous works from Roger, Pete, John, and Keith.
Who's Next was this amazing body of work, an album that was so cohesive and so powerful. For me, that's the ultimate Who album.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. My love is vengeance that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do.
Sad man behind blue eyes.
It's The Who and Behind Blue Eyes, side two, track three of their iconic collection, Who's Next? That always a popular cut to hear live back in the band's heyday. This is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, spotlighting some wildly important and some would say experimental albums that came out in 1971, like this one. Heavy electric melodies and sounds, catchy riffs, and of course, that flute. Aqualung is Jethro Tull's best-selling album, 7 million sold and counting, with the album's title track becoming its signature song that started off with some very humble beginnings.
It was a photograph taken by my first wife of homeless people living under the railway arches in South London.
That is Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson talking to us about how the song came around, and from that simple photograph sprang a compelling statement which weaved its way into the song's makeup.
It's about our reaction to the homeless, our feelings of compassion, of fear, of sometimes disdain, and you know, we have very complex emotional reactions. Our actions are sometimes inexcusable, but sometimes excusable in the sense we just cross over to the other side of the street and walk on by.
Sitting on the park bench, eyeing little girls with bad intent. Running down his nose, greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey, Aqualung, drying in the cold sun, watching as the pretty panties run. Hey, Aqualung, feeling like a dead duck. Spitting out pieces of his broken love. Oh, Aqualung. Sun streaking cold, an old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. There couldn't be as it bends to pick a dog end, it goes down to the bog and warms his feet. Feeling alone, the armies of the road, salvation. Cold, an old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Leg hurting bad as he bends to pick a dog end, he goes down to the bog and warms his feet. Oh, feeling alone, the armies of the road, Salvation Alamo, and a cup of tea. Aqualung, my friend, don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me. We'll be right back.
aqualung, my friend. Don't just start away uneasy. Your poor old sod, you see, it's only me.
Listening to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by Navage. John Anderson of Yes, 1971, the Yes album.
I always think there's great music to create, and there's always great music to be done, and that's what pushes me along, you know, the idea that you can't say, oh, I'm going to go in the studio and make some music that's not as good as it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20, 30 years ago. No, I always think the next stuff I'm going to do is just going to be amazing.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the White Queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife.
Cause it's time in time with your time, and this news is captured.
Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want. Don't surround yourself with yourself. Move on back to square. Send an instant karma to me. Initial it with loving.
Capture for the queen to use.
yes, and I've seen All Good People on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, shining a light on key albums turning 50 years young this year. That, of course, from the band's The Yes album, released in 71, the very first, with guitarist Steve Howe on board, and a huge commercial success for them collectively. Now, speaking of success,
Zeppelin 4 was, it's magic.
On the flip side, Nancy Wilson from Heart sounds off on the mighty Led Zeppelin.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. Always blasting the biggest hits of all time. And it's just possible that if more people started doing it, we'd solve global warming.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
And welcome back to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50. 50 for 50-year anniversaries for some really big albums that turned half a century older this year. And in my humble opinion, still sound fresh as ever. Matt Wolf, now 1971. A few fun facts. Gas was 40 cents a gallon. Apollo 14 landed on the moon. Dirty Harry was killing it in theaters.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
And a little outfit from England was destined to release their fourth album, a collection of songs that would change the course of the band and rock forever. Commonly referred to as Led Zeppelin 4, that's because there was never an official title. It was recorded mostly at an 18th century farmhouse in England using the Rolling Stones mobile studio. Now, out of those sessions, Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham fueled a sonic masterpiece that defined 70s rock.
This is one of those albums where every song, from beginning to end, the whole thing is just incredible.
There's Jason Hanley. He's VP of Education for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland.
Songs like Black Dog, Rock and Roll, Stairway to Heaven, Misty Mountain Hop, When the Levee Breaks. It is just chock full of amazing, amazing playing.
Now, the album itself was recorded at a home in the English countryside with some help in the form of a mobile studio from the Rolling Stones. Zeppelin 4 is also notable for another four, the four runes which represented each band member. Yes, those symbols that we all drew on our notebooks and put on the back of our denim jackets back in the day.
Fans got really obsessed with the four symbols that were on the record, because the album was just Led Zeppelin, the fourth album, just Led Zeppelin 4. But these four symbols, the kind of circle and the feather for Robert Plant, the Zoso for Jimmy Page, the kind of images of circles interlocking and ovals interlocking for John Paul Jones and John Bonham, these images really brought the whole thing together into this whole universe that fans could dive into for the album.
Zeppelin 4 was, it's magic.
And of course, Nancy Wilson from Heart, no stranger to the influence of Zeppelin on her end and the impact of this album.
The way they would take you on a musical journey, you know, through the jam in the center of the long song before they crashed back into the ending. And, you know, they just painted landscapes on that album, culture-altering landscapes.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by Navage. Faces, a nod is as good as a wink to a blind horse.
Stay with me at Spaces from their 1971 offering, A Nod's As Good As a Wink to a Blind Horse. Now that is a reference to an old school Monty Python sketch. fun facts, right? Rod Stewart, of course, lead vocals there. Ronnie Wood, too, on the guitar. We'll definitely hear more from Rod on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 later on. Matt Wolf celebrating the 50th anniversaries of some key albums in rock all Memorial Day weekend. And on the other side,
people knew him as a great musician, a songwriter, a guitarist, but he was also a poet.
Ringo Starr shines a light on Mark Bolan and T-Rex when we get back.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your task for today is to get two friends to start blasting the biggest hits of all time with 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. If you fail, there will be punishment.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Navage. Allergies killing you? Flush out the pollen and breathe easy with Navage. Navage.com. Once again, here's Matt Wolf.
Back at it, Memorial Day weekend 2021. Hope you're enjoying some downtime after the winter. Most of us endured anyway. Summer is right here, thankfully, and we roll on with a look back at 50-year anniversaries of some of the greatest albums rock and roll has ever bestowed upon us. And 50 years, just a blip on the radar for these guys. 1971, the Rolling Stones released their 11th American studio album, Sticky Fingers. Now, the cover of that album, well, raised more than a few eyebrows back in the day. Designed by Andy Warhol, you know the one we're talking about. The close-up of the dude in tight jeans, along with an actual working zipper. Scandal.
When you think about it all, some had a unique ability to touch millions of hearts, one way or another, throughout the years, through generations.
That, of course, Keith Richards. Now, hopefully, we see the Stones back out on the road soon, making that connection with the fans as they have for so many years. It's a fact not lost on Keith.
Yeah, it's a pretty humbling thought when you actually think about it. And I don't get humble often, but,
down.
Rolling Stones and Dead Flowers from 1971's Sticky Fingers, and that flirtation going on there with the country sounds, something we hear on other tracks from the album like Wild Horses. This is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, running down some of the most important and influential albums of 1971. There were a ton of them, and you don't get any more influential than these guys. Absolute legends of the glam rock scene with frontman Mark Bolan, T-Rex, broke the mold when it came to style, sound, and stage presence. Their album Electric Warrior, released in 71, was a game changer for the band in general. And last year, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
T-Rex was massively influential in England with the launch of the glam rock movement, but also in the U.S.
There's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame president Greg Harris.
They influenced bands like Cheap Trick, the New York Dolls, Joan Jett, today's artists like the Black Keys, Blink 182, owe a debt to T-Rex.
Now, sadly, Bolan was killed in a car accident in 1977, and his good friend Ringo Starr had the honor of inducting T-Rex and Bolan into the Rock Hall.
People knew him as a great musician, a songwriter, a guitarist, but he was also a poet. And he was very proud of that. He was always telling me that he was the number one selling poet in Britain. In fact, his poetry was as important to him as his music. He had great style and was really unlike anyone else I have ever met.
Thank you.
You're listening to ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Whitesnake's David Coverdale on the impact of the Allman Brothers Band.
Very few people know that Allman Brothers pretty much were the blueprint of Whitesnake. If you look at the lineup that I had initially, the slide player, the straighter player, the keyboard, the Allmans have achieved a great deal of what I aspired to, which was orchestral blues, blues epics, you know, stuff that wasn't stuck down to 3-minute songs, because it was certainly in us.
Okay, the Allman Brothers Band.
1971, live at Fillmore East.
the opening track from the Allman Brothers Band Landmark album live at Fillmore East, Statesboro Blues on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50, celebrating Landmark albums at the 50-year mark. Now that collection recorded over two nights in New York City. Man, you don't get much better than that in terms of live sound and definition of who the Allmans were at their musical peak. Matt Wolf, when we get back, we'll look at an offering from the Lizard King, and we'll break down the journey that is Baba O'Reilly when ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 returns.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 50 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.